Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2025. So what we're going to talk about today is the national deficit. And before you turn the dial, I got some great news. Mortgage rates dropped again today, giving you maybe another opportunity to refinance, or if you're looking to buy that first house, might give you a little bit cheaper payment. So we're going to talk about this today, okay? And we're also going to talk about what the bond market's reactions are to today's economic news. I think you're going to be surprised on this one. Then we're also going to talk equities. So let's get over to what's happened today. So we finally see mortgage rates back into the six range. Okay. Don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Last time we hit this, it was about 6.8. Then it jacked all the way up to about 7.75 once again. So if you're in a rate that's in the high sevens, maybe low eights, it might be a good entry point right now to maybe dip your toe in the water to see if this can save you some money. So who am I? This is the first thing I want to address with you guys. My name is Dan Frio. Hopefully, I'll be your nationwide mortgage loan officer because I work at a federally chartered bank and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing. I joined this staff to help them grow. And what we're growing into is we want to be one of the country's largest mortgage brokers like I just came from. Okay. We were already established with 30 different lenders right now. So I still have that great slogan that we always live by. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, if you want to figure out how we do that, I pulled the curtain behind on a video I think I posted yesterday, so you can check that out right there above. Hopefully, I'll put that right up there. So check that out. But here's what's happening behind the scenes, folks. Mortgage rates, yes, they dropped a little bit today. What's happening? Well, I think the federal government finally realized, okay, this is our problem. Here's the problem right here, because we can't, the federal government can't control the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve isn't federal and it's really not a bank. So it's kind of this independent thing out there that's kind of weird. So they finally said, okay, we're not going to tackle that. We're going to go after something else. Now let's get our fiscal policies in check. Let's get maybe the country independent of energy, and I don't want to get political. I just want to give you the take of what the administration is thinking right now. So I want to take it over to the new Secretary of the Treasury, and there's an interview here that I'm going to play just a little bit in here. Then they get kind of real political. So I just want to show you their thinking behind the scenes, and then I'll show you my thoughts on how I think this might play out.
Mr. Secretary, you said yesterday in an interview that the Trump administration is more focused on long-term yields than what the Federal Reserve is doing, which is a bold statement. I want to ask, how do you plan to keep a lid on yields, considering the deluge of debt issuance that is coming down the pike and also some of the inflationary risks that are ahead?
Well, one of the things I wanted to emphasize is that we are not focused on whether the Fed is going to cut, not cut. What we are focused on is lowering rates. So we are less focused on the specific of rate cuts and how do we get the whole curve down. I mentioned that the 10-year, I believe, is the important price to focus on. It's mortgages, it's long-term capital formation. So, and look, I think with the president's policies of energy dominance, deregulation, and non-inflationary growth, I think that the 10-year is going to naturally come down. And then, look, on top of it, what if we do get some big savings on the spending side from the DOGE programs? Like, let's think of a naive formula. Government equals spending minus taxes.
Okay, now that's where he kind of goes off on a tangent. What he's basically saying is, we bring in this much in taxes, the government should be able to only spend this. And it makes sense, right? I mean, that's how me and you live. So that's what he's trying to say there. So now let's get over to market reactions that we're seeing today based on some of the news. So this is a two-month chart that we're looking at. Just to show you guys, rates, they went, this is, let's say, yin-yang. So as this goes up, rates are coming down. As this goes down, rates are going up. Okay. So right through here, rates were pretty nice. And a lot of people started to refinance. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoop, and rates just went right back up to the highest levels we saw in a while. And now we're coming back and we're almost to these levels. So you're starting to see a lot of lines through there. I'll start doing, years ago, I used to do like Fibonacci levels and trending and so forth. I'll start trying to teach you guys a little bit of that, those things in the background. But this is what we're seeing right now over the last 2 months. Here's what happened this week. This is nuts. This is crazy. Okay, think of this as a stock that you owned. It was going along and it dropped a little bit, then it just dropped off a cliff. Okay. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, this trickled back up, 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 and it's all the way back to where we started the week. It would drive you crazy, right? Well, that's the mortgage business. All right. This is actually mortgage rates. So as this goes down, rates are going up. As this goes up, mortgage rates are coming down. So look at this right over here. We just had this, I think it was 2 days ago. Let's go over to here. See a 2 day chart. And no, it's 3 days ago, Wednesday. The market just, it just fell off a cliff. Okay. Then everybody panicked, sold, and then started locking in their clients. Not my clients. We waited because I'm like, okay, the PPI, let's see what the PPI comes in, because one of these numbers is going to surprise. And what happened is the PPI came in good. Mortgage rates started recovering, and we're back all the way to where we were on Monday. So if you locked on Wednesday, please call me. Okay, so your mortgage advisor didn't do you the right thing, and shame on you. You should, if you're watching me and you're learning all this stuff, you know, reach out to me. I'd love to help you navigate this environment when you're looking to maybe buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance. So let's get over to how the market's reaction so far today and what happened the closing of today. We have the Dow Jones and the S&P down, NASDAQ up a tad. The nice thing is VIX is down. That's the anxiety level in the markets. Let's look at oil. Hopefully oil's down. We need oil in the 60s. Why? This is a huge inflationary number too. The higher this goes, this is a big piece of, you really have to pay attention to what's going on with oil to be really paying attention to what's going on with a lot of the inflation numbers. So that's a lot of things we watch behind the scenes. And let's check cryptocurrency. We jump in here every once in a while. It's back to 97. This is going to have a nice little rally once all these tariffs and everything's kind of run through. So I'd be watching Bitcoin if I was you. So I did one little thing behind the scene. And here's what I did. I'm like, okay, tariffs. You guys kind of know how I feel about tariffs. So I said into this system, and I tried DeepSeek. Kind of cool. I put in there, I said, what are the top five countries that are out there importing our cars? How much are they charging us in tariffs? You'd be surprised. India, 70 to 100%. And why I brought this up is President Trump was with the India, I forget the position, but the person in charge in India, my no disrespect, and they were talking about these tariffs. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They tariff us like 100%? So I looked at this and I'm like, India, 70 to 100%, Brazil, 35%, China, 15, averages though, 40, Russia, 15 to 20, and the European Union, the EU, 10%. This right, this is right through here. I was shocked. I'm like, okay, we're looking to charge, you know, a tariff. I get what the president's saying now. Why don't we do reciprocal tariffs? You're charging us tariffs on the stuff, you know, we're getting from you. We'll just reciprocate and do the same back to you. Might not be a bad plan. So that's our report for this week. So last but not least, if you're looking to buy a car or a house, hold on, let's go up through here. I need you to do something. Did you subscribe to when they allowed you to opt out of getting all those spam phone calls? It didn't work very well, but hopefully this thing works a little bit better. There's something now that if you can opt out of, so your financial data isn't sold from the credit agencies to whomever, when you apply for a car or a home, please check it out. Optoutprescreener.com. You're going to scroll down, click the tab, and then do it permanently. That's exactly what I did. So last but not least, who am I? What do I do? My name is Dan Frio, folks. I work at a bank that's federally chartered. I'm licensed in all 50 states. So that helps you no matter where you're looking right now, if you're looking to buy or refinance. I'm also, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your own loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? I posted a video the other day. It'll be right up through here to explain to you guys how that works. It's not a gimmick. Basically, you reach out to me. I work with my bank, and I'm also set up with over 30 other different lenders to be able to offer you their rates and their products. So I can do all the heavy lifting for you. So if you're out there needing some help with this, if your only thoughts are, I want the lowest rate possible, I don't care about anything else, God bless you. Go out there and find that. But if you really want to partner with me and get through this process of refinancing or buying that first house, I'd love for you to reach out to the Frio team. How do you find us? Well, you go to thefrioteam.com. You do one of three things. You can put in your application right through here. You can schedule a consultation call with me or Alan. Or you can scroll down here. And what happens usually is our 800 number is working, but I'm porting this out into a different system and it is a nightmare, folks. So if you need to reach me, please send me an email to dan@therateupdate.com. I will respond. And if you give me your question and your phone number, I'd be more than happy to call you as well. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a great evening. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And can't wait to see you here next week. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. You can do that right down below. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye.